life. Sacred life. The sacred life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred. What up? This your boy 20CO, Sick of the Pearl, the world's number one inspiration and motivation of urban streetwear brand.
Indiana Johnson, CEO of Sacred Life Coaching.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, where we will be discussing life, relationships, business, the Bible, and of course, how to live the sacred life. Our topic of discussion today is recognizing the spirit of fear. It's going to be recognizing and battling the spirit of fear, just recognizing.
I thought it was strife.
I mean, why I keep saying fear? And I looked at the word strife. Strife, the spirit of strife. I keep saying fear. So strife.
I think we talked about fear already a few times.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. A couple of times.
So, say that again. What are we talking about
today? All right. Our topic for discussion today is recognizing the spirit of strife. Recognize it and battling it. You know what I mean?
Overcoming. Hallelujah.
Overcoming. I mean, I ain't say overcoming because I ain't want to be like everything is overcome because that's your word is the overcoming, the overcomer, but blah, blah. Anyway, So Queen, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, praise Yah.
We're starting a lot later than what we usually do, but y'all wouldn't know that. So if you hear a kid pop up or anything, today's November 1st that we're actually recording this. So we had a little daylight savings. What's it called?
This is the end of daylight savings time. Yeah. We fall back.
I don't get all this stuff, whatever. So yeah, it is what it is. This is our first podcast coming from Tyler. We're in Tyler, Texas. I know we've talked about it on Sacred Society Sundays, but this is our first podcast coming to you from Tyler, Texas, which is our new location. What we've been doing here in Tyler, you care to tell them what we've been doing here, searching?
We've been looking for land.
Yes.
Been praying and fasting for that, hoping and praying for supernatural doors and windows to open.
Yes.
So that would be a possibility for us. We've been enjoying the area, scouting out the area, and we've been just fellowshipping with really great people.
Yeah, it's been dope.
So enjoying the fellowship. It's been a great time.
It's been great. So yeah, let's get this thing popping. We're going to open with prayer. Would you like to open with prayer, Don, or you want me to take it? Thank you.
Sure. Father, we thank you. We thank you for every one of the listeners that's listening to this podcast today. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit is with us, Father, that your word springs forth. And Father, we just pray a prayer of forgiveness, Father. We ask that you forgive us and every listener of our iniquities, Father. We confess our need for the blood of the Lamb, for Yeshua, our Messiah, Father. And Father, we just pray that your word would spring forth and that those who are listening would be encouraged, that they would be enlightened, that their minds would be opened, and that, Father, that any of the spirit that we're talking about today, that spirit of strife, Father, that even over the audio waves, Father, that this is being delivered, Father, we pray that there would be deliverance and healing and overcoming and new beginnings in each and every one of our listeners' lives, Father. So, Father, we thank you. We pray that you would be exalted in this podcast today. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray and we thank you. Hallelujah.
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 As mentioned, we will be discussing strife today. Now, everyone has dealt with strife, some sort of strife in your lives. And I can almost promise you that everyone has dealt with being the striver. Is that a word, striver?
I don't think so, but okay.
It's a word today. You've dealt with being the striver. Okay, so we've all started strife or contributed in some sort.
And I think it's important that we define what strife is. Mm-hmm. You know, strife is, you can have strife and it not even really be seen. It's more, a lot of times we think of strife, we think of people fighting and arguing. But strife starts within the mind, and there's a dialogue that you can be a person of strife within yourself, where you're fussing about somebody in your head, you're complaining and murmuring inside of yourself, or when no one's watching, maybe to yourself out loud. So that is a spirit of strife.
Also, let's see, where was that? There have been strife all throughout the Bible. We've noticed some in the beginning where the herdsmen of Abram and Lot, they strove with each other.
Right.
Isaac faced strife from the residents of Gerar over drinking the water. Strife among the Israelites led to Korah's rebellion.
Right.
And even strife led to the Israelites dying in the wilderness. So I'm not making it to the promised land.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they've been all...
Well, strife goes all the way back. I mean, it goes all the way back to Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
Maybe even Adam and Eve, because I'm sure there was probably some tension between them when Adam threw Eve underneath the bus. But... we see that strife actually going down into their children, a generational thing.
Yeah.
And
they never broke it.
Yeah. And Abel, I don't think Abel probably, at least scripture doesn't indicate, it doesn't indicate that Abel's aware of the strife that Cain has towards him.
Right.
Like Cain was blaming Abel for his offering not being acceptable.
Right, right. So he didn't take responsibility.
Right, right. So one of the reason why it's important to identify strife is because, one, it doesn't belong in the life of a believer. Two, right. It can cause illness. And three, it destroys families.
Yes.
And congregations of people. Actually, it destroys the body of Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And scripture tells us that as believers, we're supposed to have unity.
Right. And that's when, excuse me, when God created us, you know what I mean? He created us to be a peaceable people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's supposed to be peace on earth. That's what he has for, peace and harmony. So he didn't create us to have strife.
Right.
To be at each other. And also some of the sidekicks, now I'm not sure, let me know if I'm wrong in these, but some of the sidekicks of strife, I have a division,
right.
Pride,
mm-hmm.
pettiness, bickering, anger, resentment, did I already say bitterness, and violence, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm. Anger.
Anger. Anger. Mm-hmm. Yep, I said anger.
Mm-hmm.
So those
destruction.
Yes, destruction.
Mm.
Those are some of the sidekicks of strife. So, I mean, strife can bring up all of these and somebody stir it up. You know what
right.
I mean? Greediness. People who are greedy. You know what
that
I mean?
That can cause strife.
That can cause strife.
Right.
Never satisfied. You know what I mean? I want this. I want
discontentment.
That. Discontentment. Coveting. You know what I mean? So there's all sorts of things that can cause strife. Like even with in the commandments, it brings up about not coveting. And why? Because that sort of thing can lead to strife. You won't be satisfied with what it is that you have.
Well, and that's why we are commanded to forgive others so that we may be forgiven, because if there is a spirit of unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment, strife is right around the corner. It's right around the corner. And so we have to remember, and this is really important that the listeners really let this sink in, is that we wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Right.
And so, I mean, many of us don't want to be bitter. Many of us don't want to be resentful. Many of us don't want to be unforgiving, because we understand, we've read the scriptures, we know what we're commanded to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to realize that there is a power working there that's wanting to sabotage and jump our, hijack our mindset. If the enemy can get in our heads, then he can get in our feelings. And if he can get in our feelings, he can manipulate our behavior.
Right.
And strife is it's one of the most deadly spirits, because what it does is it gives the enemy access to your tongue.
Mm.
So then you start cursing instead of blessing.
Right, right.
A
lot of people could blame, and we've even been good to this, but you blame people, how they are, that's how that person is, and when it's not really that person,
it could be a spirit operating
in
their
operating
lives,
in
their lives,
I mean, you just have to look deeper into it sometimes. Don't always blame the person, not want to deal with the person or whatever with that person because of that.
And what prompted us to even look at this spirit was just revealed to me where our children had been fighting. The six kiddos had been fighting a lot. We thought it was camper
our
life.
Our kids and the grandkids.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there was an increase in fighting and strife between the kids. And, we buy into the lie that siblings fight.
Yeah.
But that's But siblings don't have to fight. That is a thing that we're told. We know that we're called to be in harmony and unity right. with one another. But we hear that we just think, oh, that's just siblings trying to work things out.
They fight. Down to,
right.
To but, it's supposed to be a natural. It's not.
But we had noticed an increase in strife and we thought, well, maybe it's camper living. Maybe we need more structure. Maybe they need more to do. Not that these things were not great physical solutions, but I was just praying. And out of nowhere, I heard the word strife, that this was a spirit of strife. And, you know, I did some research and realized that that spirit was operating.
Right.
And that spirit loves to operate where there's chaos or disorder or confusion. Yeah. And living in the camper just kind of promotes that, because a lot of times, because of the limited space, it can be disorganized. You're constantly shuffling things. And your schedule sometimes gets hijacked because, you know, if you're trying to work from a camper as well, everything is a little chaotic.
Yes.
So that had given that spirit a little wiggle room. And the reason why we're sharing this is that some of you right now are having strife in your marriage. You're having strife with maybe a brother or a sister. You're having strife with your kids.
And you probably never really paid
didn't
attention
realize
to
you
it.
Just
you probably
thought,
just blamed it on, I don't know why you always have to act like this. I don't know why you always
right.
have to do that. Or why you all, and it's, you know what I mean? You
yeah, shut down. Yeah, and the in our responsibility as parents, or, you know, as just children of God, is that we have to shut these spirits down.
Right.
It's our responsibility to shut it down.
But the first thing you got to do is recognize it.
Recognize it. And that's why we're sharing it today. And then the other thing is that Twink and I noticed is, as we look back, we were seeing a spirit of strife generationally. So knowing that, you know, we got to looking back and we remember family members fighting.
Right.
And then even to the next generation, family members fighting and having.
I got it from like both sides of my family. I have a.
A lot of dissension.
A thug side and then an educated side of the family. And mine came from both sides
right.
of the family.
And mine as well, but it looked different.
Yeah,
it looks different.
Yeah.
So, you know, we see that strife when you see kind of like those where they're more violent and aggressive.
Right.
And then you see the other side where they're backbiting and undercover.
And sometimes you think it's normal. Like, with the Johnson side of the family, it's like, you go to the cookouts and the party and they fighting.
Yeah, you think it's normal.
Knives. I thought that was normal at the time. It was like, yo.
Yes. I mean, it was nothing for, like, I had uncles fighting.
Yeah.
I had parents fighting. But then on the other side, you're looking at more subtle, more
right.
Cain and Abel stuff.
Right, right.
And so we're sharing this because we're like, hey, let's shut this spirit down.
Right.
You know, let's shut it down. Twink and I are working on shutting it down in our lives. We were talking to the kids about it. It's important that you know.
Because I never really gave thought to it. Yeah, you know
right.
Until Anna brought it up. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday,
and then we talked about it. We've been praying about it. So it's something that we're starting to operate on. And I thought this would be the perfect thing to bring to you all this morning, you know what I'm saying, or today, whenever you listen to this, to bring it to your attention about it. So have you do something about it, because we've already started our process.
Yeah. And what have you done to contribute to it?
You
got to deal with you first.
Right.
So for myself, I had to deal with me first.
Right.
I brought it to the family.
The very first step should be to give it to Yah, though.
Well, that's what I mean, dealing with you.
Yeah, give it to Yahweh. Yeah. And
it's the only way to deal with you.
The only way. You know
so
what I'm
you
saying?
Submit.
You can't do it on your own.
You
know
submit, and then you start cleaning house.
Yes.
So meaning that you go to, you know, but the thing is like, if you even have revelation about something like this, that is the spirit. It's the spirit of God actually speaking to you and showing you.
Because
strife was not even really, that word, that language wasn't even in my mindset. I was just doing a devotion.
You wasn't on my radar
and,
at all.
And I was just thinking about the kids. And I confess, like, initially when the kids were fighting, with my degree in psychology and social work, I was thinking about all the physical things that I could do.
Yeah.
But
my degree in philology made me think about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. But when I came into the presence of Yah, then he revealed to me, like, no, this is a spiritual, it's deeper.
Yes.
It's deeper.
A lot.
It's deeper, and it's not the kiddos necessarily. It goes back to you know, Twink and I, where, you know, how we've handled things. And then even deeper than that, generationally, for me, at least two generations, probably, who knows, probably three or four, who knows? But it's generational.
Like James 4:1, mm-hmm. I'm not sure how far I want to go with this, but it says, what causes strife and quarrels among you? Mm-hmm. Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? So that shows the key right there is within you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You desire. I mean, we don't want to do this. You desire, but do not have. You kill. So you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask Yahweh. Mm-hmm. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
Your own pleasures.
You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against Yahweh? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be friends of the world becomes an enemy of Yahweh.
Repeat that scripture. That's James what?
James 4, 1 through 8.
Gotcha.
Then it says, or do you think scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the spirit he has caused to dwell in us? And see, that goes back to what we were saying, how he created us to be a peaceable people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Scripture says, blessed are the peacemakers. And this peacemaking needs to, it can be a false peace, and it can be a false humility. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by false is on the exterior, it looks like you're cool. You're getting along with everybody. But inside, there's bitterness, there's resentment, there's unforgiveness, but you're just kind of like pressing through that and acting like it's not there.
Right.
We need to address these things. It is natural when the flesh is done wrong. It is natural. It is a natural response to that. It's like a default.
Right.
So you're going to get in. You may get in your feelings.
You're going to get in your feelings.
But what's the game changer is, are you going to submit that under the blood of the Lamb?
Right.
Are you going to say, well, the word of God says this, and I'm not going to go there. So you bring that to the Father.
I don't know if you know the last two scriptures, but the last two verses that said, that's perfect. It says, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says Yahweh opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Mm-hmm. Submit yourselves.
Yes.
To Yahweh, resist the devil
and he will
flee from you. Come near to Yahweh and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts.
Hallelujah.
You double-minded. So you just said it. You know what
I'm saying? You have to submit. You have to submit your feelings. And like if you bring it to, you confess that to him and you repent and you resist it.
Yes.
You resist it.
Don't start none, won't be none.
Cain didn't resist.
James Brown, don't start none, won't be none. That's resisting the devil.
Right.
So don't entertain it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up with it.
Yeah, and Cain didn't resist him because he didn't resist. Abel died.
Right.
And then he was, you know, like he was basically on the run. He had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to not give in. Not give in. And also not to suppress. You know, a lot of us, and I've been guilty of this because I'm wired to fit to work and to just fix. And a lot
was
of times,
you about to say because I'm a woman.
No.
Oh, so I thought,
no.
Okay. Go ahead.
And so, just my wiring. So a lot of times, if you see something that is what I consider a defect or it doesn't belong there, it is my reflex to be like, okay, no, I'm just not going to do this.
Right.
But spiritual things have to be submitted spiritually, not just physically.
Right.
So you know. If you're wrestling with something, you need to take it to Yah in prayer.
Father,
you need to take it to him in prayer and let him help you and show you the way on how to overcome.
Hold that thought captive.
It's more than just doing the right thing.
Right.
Like you have to be internally.
There's steps to it.
Yeah, you got to be internally actually, because some of you listening may be like, "Well, I don't fight with anybody," but in your heart, you may have bitterness and resentment
towards someone
and unforgiveness. And if you have those, if you are dealing with those three things that I just listed, it's just a matter of time. Before
it comes out,
and when it comes out, it's gonna be ugly.
It's gonna be ugly.
It's gonna hurt people. But most importantly, it hurts you the most because these sorts of spirits actually cause cancer. They cause illness, and so you're not able to have full healing in your life, in your body, when these spirits are operating. And spirit of strife doesn't roll alone.
No,
I mean, it always says it has multiple spirits that
come
with it.
We told you about the sidekicks in the beginning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and a good way to do that is, like, when you have these thoughts, or when you, like, whatever that person that you're bearded towards, and when you think those thoughts about them, pray for them. You know what right. I'm saying? When you start having those thoughts about them, pray for them, or even bless them.
Well, I was just reading this morning in Matthew 18, 50, verses 15 through 18, mm-hmm. and we have Messiah here in Matthew telling us how to confront those who have sinned against us.
Okay.
But I'm just going to tell you guys right now, like, some of you think people have sinned against you, but they haven't. they may have not. Like, the spirit of strife comes to instigate. It's right, an instigator. Right. So it will create a false story about someone's motives and intentions and even what they did.
And to make you start thinking stuff, and that's when your mind starts running. That's why you have to resist it in the beginning.
Right. So, but if you really feel like someone sinned against you, you need to review Matthew 18:15. And Twink and I are learning how to do this in marriage, where if you feel like someone has done something wrong, you confront them in love about the sin.
Right.
You go to them and you say, hey, you did this, you know, this is what I felt like you've done towards me, and it hurt. And then allow them to respond. They may be like, no, that's not the case, or they may shed some light on it, or they may ask you to forgive them. And then if that doesn't work, where, you know, Yeshua says, Messiah says to take one or two more witnesses.
And
if that doesn't work, then you take it to the next level, to take it to the body of Messiah. You take it to the assembly.
Right.
And then, you know, after that, then you just got to release it. And that releasing is like he says, like, treat them like a Gentile or a tax collector, right? Okay, I'm going off my memory. But basically, like, just cut them off. You know, not with unforgiveness.
It says treat them like a heathen.
Yeah.
And a tax collector. So.
Well, Gentile, heathen. That's a different translation. Yeah. But, so you don't, you know, if you can't walk in unity, scripture says, you know, the two have to walk together in unity. How can they walk?
Yeah.
So there may be, if you know, there may be people in your life that you've just got to put them to the side.
Yeah, let them go.
For the sake of peace. For the sake of peace.
Ask yourself, why are you holding on to that relationship? Because
if they've got demons and they're not willing to let those demons go, and those demons keep chewing on you, then you may just have to release them. And it's not, there's no bad feelings there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
There's no bad feelings there. So we have to remember that strife is an instigator.
Definitely. Definitely. And, Proverbs 4:20 reads, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyes look right before you. Mm-hmm. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil.
Hallelujah.
So like you said, you have to make that choice of what you're going to do in that situation. You
know, and that's why scripture tells us that we need to take all thoughts captive. Like, we need to look at those thoughts and filter them through the word, and then some just need to fall off. That's that resistance. Like, okay, now, like, I'm not even going to go there with this thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an unholy thought.
Yeah.
The other thing is that helps me a lot is not only, you know, of course, captive, you know, taking those thoughts captive, but also we all need, like, in that prayer time to examine ourselves under his word and in his presence and allowing him to help us, like, do a deep cleaning within ourselves daily. You know,
you need that prayer time.
You
need that prayer time.
You know, I wouldn't have found this spirit of strife if I hadn't been spending some alone time. It's good to be with your brothers and sisters in prayer, but listen, you got to pray on your own too.
Yeah.
That's just key, getting that quiet time.
Being by yourself, a lot of things come revealed to you.
Right.
That the Father shows you.
Yeah, and take a pen and a book with you. So if he tells you something, or you can put it in your phone, if he tells you something, write it down. It's important.
Yeah, I do mine on my phone. She takes pen and paper. I got notepads.
The only thing about the phone is that if you've got alerts on, it can be quite a temptation to check your things.
So FYI, put your do not disturb on. That's what I have to do. Put my do not disturb on because alerts will pop up and then you get sidetracked. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So
let's, how much more time do we have?
It doesn't matter. We're doing this, girl.
Well, let's just jump to some solutions real quick here. All right. For folks. So how do you overcome this? Well, we already talked about submitting it to God, like giving that to Him.
Right.
But here are some other things that you can do. One, try to resolve the issue, which we talked about with Matthew, in the book of Matthew. Try to resolve the issue. And then the other thing is be okay with disagreement and lack of resolve.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people, it's pride. Pride thinks, well, we need to get this resolved, and that, you know, my feelings are valuable and important. And yes, they're valuable, but do you see the tone and the difference in the attitude there? Just in the way I say it. Cast all your concerns upon God.
Yes.
Not people, not you. Like, if you have a concern, take it to Him, and He'll tell you about yourself if you're off.
He'll reveal to you what you need to do.
And if you're not off, He'll bring healing in that situation.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. We talked about taking every thought captive.
Yep. You got to hold your thoughts captive. You got to think about what you're saying and what's going on in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you just said, you know, you said bless that person.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing is bless that person. Refuse to let the spirit get to you. Resist the devil. Resist the spirit of strife.
AKA don't start none, won't be none. You know what I mean? Don't entertain it. Don't even give it thought.
If you're wrestling with the spirit of strife in your home, like we are right now, we're cleaning house.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're wrestling with that spirit in your house, you speak peace over your home and over the people in your home.
Blessed, anointed.
Right. You can pray over the home. You can fast. You probably should fast.
And if you got kids and it's going on, pray over your kids.
Right.
And I find the time that I like to do is when they're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
When people are asleep.
You know, right before bed.
Or right before bed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bless them. You know what I mean? It's up to you to do this, to take charge of it.
Right. Speak unity over your home. You know, this will be a place of unity. And the reason why the spirit of strife really likes to come and work as one is that we'll read that in a minute in Psalm 133, how when there's unity, Yah commands a blessing. So if the spirit of strife can come in there and cause division, then He's then stole your blessings from you.
Right.
Yep. You know, refuse to allow strife in your heart and in your house. Okay. And speak well over yourself and other people. Speak well.
Yeah.
Speak well.
The power of life and death.
Speak well. So those are some things those are some practical solutions that you can think about utilizing. The other thing is to know, you know, get to the root of what's causing the strife.
That's the key to get to the root of it.
A lot of times it's anger. A lot of times it's pride.
Bitterness.
Bitterness, resentment.
Pettiness. Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of pettiness going
on. Yeah, which is pride. It's all pride.
A lot of pettiness going on these days.
It's all pride in the
end. And some of you don't realize that you're even being petty. But yeah, it's a lot of pettiness.
It's the love of self.
Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't see your pride, you probably got pride. Because pride allows you not to see your pride.
Right. Don't speak words that actually promote strife operating in your environment or even within yourself.
Right.
You know, refuse to complain. That's the other thing about the spirit of strife, is drawn to a complaining environment.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
So don't complain within yourself or outside of yourself.
Right.
So those are solutions.
Yep. But hey, we're doing life, baby. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, so I think this is a good... Do you have any more scripture? I think this is a good closing point.
No, that's it for me. I got...
Yeah, I think...
You mentioned Psalms 133.
Yes, and I think that would be a good closing scripture to end with.
Okay. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard. The beard of Aaron running down the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. for there Yahweh's commanded blessings, life forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it is good and pleasant for brothers to dwell together in unity. You know, we are called to be, the scripture says, blessed are the peacemakers. And the spirit of strife, you can fake it. I mean, you can fake it and you can say, oh, no, I don't have any anger in me. I don't have any bitterness within me. I don't have any unforgiveness within me. But this, but the enemy, he can sniff this stuff out.
Yes, he can.
He can sniff it out.
Yeah, he sees you trying to fight and balance so that he's going to come even harder.
And he'll even test it. He'll test it.
Right.
He knows the vulnerabilities and the weaknesses of humanity. He's been studying humanity for years.
Years.
Even before we even, I mean, he was right there in the beginning.
Right.
When, for as far as humanity goes.
Right.
Where Adam and Eve were. You know, he was there.
Yep. So, yeah, he knows. That's it. So, we gave you the steps on how to recognize the spirit of strife and how to overcome it. You know what I'm saying? So the next step is up to you all, what you're going to do with it. So we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Sacred Life Coaches Overcomer Retreat 2020, baby.
Hallelujah.
Anna, would you like to tell them about that?
Yeah, so there's going to be an Overcomer Retreat February 2021, and it is going to be, it's the very first Overcomer Retreat, but it is the fundamental. There will be lots of other retreats coming after that, but this is the one that everybody needs before they get the other one.
Yes.
And so we'll be working on unpacking challenges, changing mindset, and everyone's going to leave that retreat with less weight, unnecessary weight. So yeah, check it out at sacredlifecoaching.com. Book your tickets. They are going fast.
Yes, tickets are getting low, yeah. So you better get your tickets.
Yeah, get your ticket. Get your ticket. And if you're wrestling to overcome and the retreat just isn't going to work in your schedule, book a free consultation. You know, if you're wrestling with even the spirit of strife, if you're wrestling with bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, anxiety, depression, or you're just stuck and you don't know how to get out, book a free consult at sacredlifecoaching.com.
Yes. Now be sure to follow us on our social media networks, thesacredlifepodcast.com, Instagram, The Sacred Life Podcast, Twitter, The Sacred Life PC. You can also follow our clothing line, Sacred Apparel, www.sacredapparel.net, Instagram, Sacred Apparel, Twitter, Sacred Apparel, Facebook, Sacred Apparel. All right. Anna, your platforms?
You can check me out at, if you need a daily overcomer tip, you can check me out at overcomingdaily.com, where I have a podcast that you can listen to. It's kind of get you going in the morning to help you stay.
You need her tidbits.
Help you to stay focused. You can check me out on Facebook at Sacred Life Coaching LLC. And I'm not really on Twitter much.
No.
Instagram.
Sacred Life Coaching.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So, yeah. So, we thank you all for tuning in. And until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom. Sacred life.